I don't know how we're going to get through it, but we will. Linda and I are very, very close, and we'll see each other through it. But yeah, it's going to be difficult. But I think every Christmas and every one of Kelly's birthdays is going to be difficult. I mean, Kelly would be 18 next year, which was an event we were really looking forward to.
Was Christmas something that Kelly loved? Did she look forward to it every year?
Well, I suppose as an infant, as a child, yes, it was very joyous. And but I mean, as she became a teenager, it became more and more sort of, oh well, I don't know what I'm going to get you. What do you want? Sort of attitude. I mean, we tried to make sure that she wanted for absolutely nothing at all, really. And she was never ever demanding. She has never been one of these kids that goes round with the parents in shops going, "I want, I want." She never ever did that. She's always ever been loving and caring and just beautiful to be with.
What are the plans for the new year with the foundation that you're putting into place?
Well, basically, we're trying to become a registered charity. We are forming a group of trustees, and we will do pretty well, I think, for certain. Once we're a registered charity, we'll be able to do things that we couldn't do before. The problem with trying to become a registered charity is the ruling is that you can't register if you're trying to fund for one person, which is what we were trying to do before. Now we're trying to fund for the research for the chemo. We can actually go ahead and try and get our own charity registration. So that's our first plan. The second would be to get a charity bank account number. That way we can put that out to the public and carry on regardless with our fundraising.
And obviously, you've already got a fair amount in the bank already for that, £600,000, if I'm correct, isn't it?
Yes, it will be. By the time we've gone through probate and all the legal stuff, we don't actually have any hands-on with the money at all at the moment. But once that's sorted, it'll all be transferred over to the Institute of Cancer Research.